Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us from across the globe. Welcome to another episode of The Doctors Are In here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. This is Dax Carlisle. I come to you live from Tucson, Arizona. I'm a tarot advisor, numerologist, hypnotherapist, and life coach. And joining me, as always, is my fabulous co-host, certified life coach and spiritual teacher, Dr. Rose Wilkerson, live from Berkeley, California. Let's bring her on. Dr. Rose, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Dax, and hi, everyone. What a fabulous Friday we have today.
Oh, it's great. It's great. I'm in Tucson. I'm out on the patio here. You might hear a car or a truck drive by occasionally. I apologize ahead of time. We're also near Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, and sometimes they fly over, although it's been quiet. It's been quiet. I got to tell you, it's overcast, really nice and pleasant outside. I think 80, actually.
Oh, wow. Well, that's better than being in three digits, right? Like we know Arizona to do during the summer.
Yes, or other parts of the country where they're in the negative digits. Always scary.
It's so true.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, this is my favorite part of the year where I get to watch all of that, but on television.
Right. Snow is great, but I see it as an opportunity to visit and then leave and go back to milder climate.
That's another one. Yeah, I'll sit out here on my patio in my shorts and, you know, watch the snow on my laptop here. Wherever
right,
you all
right.
are out there. Oh, wow. Hey, so we decided to do a open lines life coaching and mini reading show all show long today. That's right. So we're going to be taking your calls all show long. So if you're listening live and maybe you don't normally dial in till a little bit later in the show, hey, we don't have a topic. So we're just going to take phone calls. And this is your opportunity to get in. In fact, we're doing that tomorrow as well on Tarot Today Radio with Mary Brown and myself. So it's a weekend of open lines and mini readings, and we'll be doing some life coaching, tarot, numerology here on the show. And you can give us a call at 714-816-4628. You can also join us on the chat post, and I haven't been over there in a couple of minutes, so let me pop over. All you have to do is open a new tab in your browser, type in psychictalk.net/chat. And that will take you to the chat post on our Facebook group. Yes, that's right. We use a post on our Facebook group, Psychic Talk Radio, as our chat. And all you have to do is type in the comments on that post. And, of course, you can go over to Psychic Talk Radio on Facebook, but the easier way is just to use that URL, psychictalk.net/chat. So whatever day you're listening to any of our shows all week long on Psychic Talk Radio, that day, all you got to do is pop in and type in psychictalk.net/chat. It'll take you to the chat post. There's a link to where you can listen to the show on Blog Talk, and of course you can dial into the show as well. All of our shows start at 11 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, and 7 p.m. London, UK. There you go. So when you call in, make sure you press 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air. So dial in at 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1. That'll put you into the caller queue at the top of the list, We take the calls in the order that they come in. If you just want to listen to the show, dial in and don't press 1. That'll put you at the bottom of the list, and we know you're just listening. 714-816-4628. What's been going on with you, Dr. Rose? Anything
new,
different, exciting?
Well, I won't say nothing much, but I finally, after years of thinking about this, my goodness, finally I had a breakthrough in the kind of business that I want to create for in 2021. So now I'm just lining up all the things I need to line up to make it happen. And then, of course, I get more teaching opportunities as well at the local university where I teach. And so I'm having I was really planning on the summer, next summer, working on my business. Do I really want to teach at that time? I'm like, I have some decisions to make. But it's good. You know, good things are coming. So I'm in a good place. What about
that's
you,
Dad? Great. Yes. Same thing, you know, getting ready for 2021. It's going to be a better year than 2020. I got my fingers crossed here, you know. And
<Right.
laughs> towards the end of the year and, you know, the beginning of the next year, we always have shows about that. In fact, we're doing an episode on that. When is that? That's in early December. We're doing a show, gosh, I think it's the, I want to say it's the 11th. Yeah. Friday, December 11th. There's that master number, the master illuminator number 11 here. 21 ways to create a great year in 2021. And I'm going to have some tips, and Dr. Rose is going to have some life coaching tips and so forth, and we're going to get everybody riled up and ready for 2021.
Right.
Yes. And then as we get into the new year, of course, we're going to do things like, I know January 8th, we're doing a New Year's readings show. We're also going to be, on that particular show, we're going to be talking about the 2021 world year number of 5. And we're going to be calculating everybody's personal year numbers as well, because we all live in our own 9-year cycle. So we're going to be looking at that, telling you how all that works, what to look out for in 2021 with your personal year number as well as the world year energy going on there. What else are we doing? We're thinking of doing a setting your intentions for 2021 show as well, around January 15th, your goals for 2021. Of course, that December 11th show, we'll be doing a lot of that as well, you know, kind of get you primed on the 11th and then see how we're all making out on January 11th, you know. And on some of these shows, I want to talk about setting intentions instead of resolutions, and
right.
That whole thing about, you know, what I'd really like to do is take back the word resolution, which means, you know, we make these resolutions and then we don't follow through, right, Rose?
Yeah, that's why I stopped doing that years ago.
Yeah.
Goals
yeah.
are great,
and,
but New Year's resolutions, yeah, that never worked out for me. But Dax guiding us, I know next year, I'm pretty sure that, you know, we'll be able to create what we want in 2021.
That's right. That's the plan. And, you know, resolutions, you know, to resolve to do something means you're writing it down, it's in stone. You're just doing it. You know, we've gotten away from that, where resolutions are this, well, kind of wishful thinking, you know, I'd like to lose weight. I'd like to adopt an exercise program. I'd like to quit smoking and get healthy. I'd like to launch my new business in 2021, you know, and so it's not a real resolution. And a couple years ago, we did a whole show on that. We talked about instead set an intention, which still has that more firm resolve element to it, because we've gotten away with it, you know, gotten away from it, you know, with the word resolution doesn't mean what it meant, like, you know, 50 or 100 years ago.
Right.
So that's
right,
some of the stuff, you know. Yeah. There's a little bit of what's coming up, you know. And let's see what else. Let me check the chat post at psychictalk.net/chat. See if there's any questions or requests for readings. By the way, you can request life coaching or a mini reading, or maybe you want us to jump the gun a little and have us give you your personal year number for 2021. You can do that in the chat as well. Just pop in the chat there, psychictalk.net/chat. And you can comment on the show, ask questions, as well as ask for some guidance, some life coaching. We'll pull some cards for you as well. So people are starting to jump on the phone lines here. We're going to take the calls in the order that they come in. Before we do that, though, real quickly, I want to mention a couple things. Today's show is sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the international organization for tarot lovers, students, and professional readers since 2004. Yes, we're in our 17th year of doing this, and you can visit us on the web at thetarotguild.com. And it's free to join that website. It's not just a website. It's actually a social media, social networking platform, just like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the big ones out there. We have all the same features, the friending and the chatting and groups and forums and private messaging and status updates. And you get a profile page. It's all 100% free. Just go over to thetarotguild.com. And you can sign up for the website and start using it there around, gosh, I think there's about 300 people using the website now. It's a brand new website. It's
nice.
Well, not brand new. It's a year old now, Rose, but it's pretty new, you know, because the Tarot Guild, you know, we just had our 16th anniversary, and this is our first new website in like a decade. And we decided to go, you know, all out with this. Of course, we have thousands of Tarot Guild members, but to get them onto the new website and start using it has been a slow process. You know, I keep emailing people and messaging people and telling them, you know, it's like, hey, you got to join the new website, you know, take advantage of it.
Right.
But we're starting to get more people now, Rose. We're up to, I can't remember how many. In the high 200s, close to about 300 people on there. I think the last time I looked, it was like 288. I don't know how many are
on
there now. Yep. But come on over. It's free to join, free to use it. It's just like the social media websites out there, the big names, only it's all tarot all the time and numerology. TheTarotGuild.com. Come over and check it out. That'll be fun. And one last thing before we take our first phone call is I want to tell you about the card of the day. The card of the day is the Ten of Swords. Swords are thoughts and ideas. So, you know, you might be feeling overwhelmed with that, you know, way too many thoughts and ideas. It's also a card about hitting rock bottom. You may feel like that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of us do. And, in the original Waite-Smith version of the card, the sun is dawning in the back. So you got this figure on the ground. You got ten swords in his back. You know, that's why, you know, we often say the 10 cards in tarot are overkill. I mean, who's going to put 10, you know, use 10 swords? I mean, come on. You know, interestingly, in the card, there's no blood or anything. I mean, there is a crimson cloak there on his back, but you know, some modernizations of the deck. They've done some, you know, gory things with Ten of Swords. But in the Waite-Smith from, you know, 1909, 1910, you don't see that, you know. And that leads, it kind of lends credence to that we're talking really about thoughts and ideas here. That's what the swords are about, you know. So the sky is really dark, but the dark black sky starts fading into gray, and then you see the yellow. Yellow is the color of optimism, folks. And so you have the dawn coming up. The sun is rising in the background. It's the dawn of a new day. So what I like to say with this card is it's the final end of a cycle. You know, completely dead, boom. You know, it's the end of a cycle, but a new cycle is starting. A new cycle is starting. And by the way, that's what happens with our personal year numbers. We go through the 1 through 9 year. 9 is about endings, and then we start up another cycle with 1, beginning. We keep going through these 9-year cycles throughout our life, Rose. And, FedEx is coming by. Apologize for the loud stuff, but I just want to leave everybody with that, you know, for today. That's the card of the day. So think about that. Think about, you know, are you feeling like you hit rock bottom? Try to reframe it, because that means there's nowhere to go except up. And as I said, this is a card about the end of a cycle and the beginning of a new cycle. So take advantage of that. Reframe it. You know, okay, you feel like you've hit rock bottom. Great. What's your plan for the future?
Right.
And the numerology of the day kind of relates to this, Rose, because the entire date, 11-20-2020, I love that. It adds up to 8, which is the number of abundance. And see, that's what's waiting for you, is the abundance. This is what you should be working on, making the plan. In fact, in December 11th, on that Friday when we talk about creating a great year for 2021 and 21 ways you can do it, we're going to go through a list, things that are going to help you out, get you going. One of the main things in the beginning of my list is talking about starting now. You don't wait till New Year's Eve, make the New Year's resolution, and oh, I'm going to start on it in a week, you know, so you're like already a week into 2021 when you're, you know, contemplating getting going on your resolution. No, you start now, at least planning, if nothing else. Yes. Remember Benjamin Franklin said something along those lines, you know, those that fail to plan to fail.
Dax, I was going to mention something else about the worst time to do, to plan or to state your goals or, you know, for the next year is New Year's Eve, because usually people have been drinking and partying. You know, some of us get a little inebriated during that time, and that's like the worst time for you because you're not in your right mind.
So you definitely want to plan it early. Even if you were and you put that out on social media and told people and said, hey, you know, this is my goal, please help me out with it, you know, they're not going to take you seriously. You know, they're going to think you were drunk at midnight. You know, set your intention now, plan it out. You know, when people fail to stay on their diet, fail to stick with the exercise program, fail to, you know, they stop smoking and they, you know, light up 2 weeks later or what have you. And, you know, they're dealing with something most of this is psychological, you know. They always talk about the addictive nature of nicotine, but in reality, it's like 1% the chemical addiction and 99% what's going on in your mind. And the reason people fail is that they don't plan.
Right.
You got to go. And that's why it's great to work with a life coach. You want to go through all the possibilities. You know, what could happen that would take me off my path, whatever the goal is, whether it's starting a business or quitting smoking or something to do with your health or diet or what have you. Plan ahead. You are expecting these things to come up. And so then you make a plan how you're going to deal with it at each step and each thing that could come up. And keep yourself on track, Yeah. Most people, you know, it's like you said, you know, you're having some sips of champagne. It's midnight, you know, New Year's Eve, and you throw away the cigarettes. I quit. God damn it, I'm finally going to quit smoking. Yeah, you've made no plan. And so you're going to hit something. There's going to be, you're going to go out with your friends in a couple of days and they're smoking. You're going to have a craving. You're going to have stress, which will make you want to light up again. Instead of having a plan, okay, how am I going to deal with stress? Instead of lighting up a cigarette, I'm going to do X, Y, Z.
Right.
Plan it ahead of time. Yeah. And it's often hard to do it on our own. That's why it's good to do it with a life coach. So that's what we're going to be talking about, you know, through December into
cool.
January. Yeah. Yeah. And let's see, who's been waiting the longest on the caller line here? Looks like area code 231 has been waiting the longest. Hello, caller, are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Michigan, and my name is Gia.
Gia?
Hi, Gia.
Did I get that right?
Yes.
Awesome. What would you like to talk about?
I just wondered what the cards show for career-wise for myself. I'm kind of starting over. As I know that's what you guys were talking about earlier.
That's what we were just talking about. Yay!
And that's really what's going on. I mean, I am starting over in every aspect of my life. And just wondering if I'm in the right career path or, you know, what they show for it or any chance of any positions coming up available soon.
Okay, so let's see what comes up in the cards. I don't know that necessarily it may or may not say something specific about a specific thing, but typically the tarot tells us what we need to know right now. Okay, so the central focus is the Four of Wands, and that's a card of celebration and liberation and happiness and events happening that you're celebrating. Sometimes it shows up when we're headed to a party, a bar mitzvah, a marriage reception, you know, things along those lines. But I want you to take particular note instead of the number here. We're talking about the number four. Four is structure and, wait for it, planning. Like we were just talking about. So that's what Tarot wants you to do. Tarot wants you to focus on planning this out. You know, it's not accidental that you called into the show today. You know, here we are in November still. You've got plenty of time to start planning and then get the ball rolling before the end of the year, like we've been urging everybody so far on the show today. Now, what does the tarot want you to be careful of? Well, the Seven of Cups shows up, and this is a card of fantasy, illusion, sometimes confusion. So you want to take a step back and look at the whole situation and what you really, really, really want to be doing in 2021, which will lead to abundance, which, by the way, is the very last card that shows up is the Ten of Pentacles, abundance. So you're on the path to that, but you got to be careful that you're not sucked into a fantasy concept, illusion about what it should be, and too many choices. You know, that's another thing about this card. You have all these different possibilities right before you. People get confused. There's so much you can do. So you really need to, first of all, listen to your gut instincts, because the High Priestess card shows up, which is about your own intuition and wisdom, internal and secret knowledge, the divine feminine. There's a lot going on with the High Priestess, which is, by the way, the only major arcana card that is showing up here. And in tarot, that means that's a big life thing. So for you, You really need to start getting in touch with your intuition and your internal wisdom. Inside, you already know what you really should be doing, Gia. And
right.
You might not be 100% conscious about everything. So what you need to do is you need to take a step back, and this is the time to do it, you know, not in January. You know, it's like right now, you got to be making the plan for Wands. Make the plan. By the way, Wands is the fire element, following your passions. And that gives us a clue. Okay, what am I passionate about? And what problem can I solve for somebody else that therefore creates value? So they're going to do an energy exchange with me, which is them giving you money. But all it really is an energy exchange, because you've created value for them. You've solved a big problem. And it's you want to look at the ways in which you can solve the problem. So it's like a pyramid, like a triangle. And it's where these three intersect is where the abundance comes from. Okay. Where does my passion, what I'm passionate about, intersect with the way in which I like to work? We did a whole show on this, by the way. You can go back in our archive on psychictalk.net and listen to this process, where you're looking at what you're passionate about. You're looking at what's the big problem, big, I emphasize big, the big problem you're solving for somebody in this arena that has something to do with what you're passionate about, and the way in which you want to work with individuals in order to do that. In other words, there might be 5-10 different ways that you can help solve this problem, but you want to be doing the way that puts a smile on your face. You want to be doing what you enjoy doing. Okay, so I can't think of a really good analogy right now, but just to give you a quick semi-example here is like, okay, I can solve XYZ problem for this person, create huge value for them, so they're going to want to pay me a large fee to help them solve this problem. It's in alignment with my passion. But I can work with these clients in person, or I can work with these clients over Skype. Okay, you may hate technology, don't want to work on Skype, so then you would go with the one that gives you joy, which is working in person with them. Or conversely, you may be, okay, you know, I don't feel comfortable working with people during the pandemic, in person with people. So I'm going to go with this other way of working with people. I can meet my clients on Zoom or Skype or Facebook or FaceTime or what have you. You know, so there's an example where you want to find not only the big problem you solve, but also you want to make sure it's in alignment with what you're passionate about. And then the third thing intersecting, how do you do that? And make sure it's not, I'm just going to do this because it's going to make me money. It's got to be a way of working with people that you enjoy working with people, okay? And then the only other thing that's coming up in the cards for you, Gia, is the Two of Swords, which is in the very, very beginning. Remember I said earlier with the Ten of Swords card of the day, I was talking about how swords are thoughts and ideas. And here she's blindfolded, sitting, and has two broadswords, and they're crossed in front of her chest, okay? So it's two ideas that cross. It's like an intersection in your life, you know, deciding which path to go down. Also, just making the decision in the first place, you know? So it's like step one, especially because this is the very first card that shows up, but I left it for last because that's step one. You have to decide you're going to do this, that you're not just going to take any J-O-B that comes along. You're going to finally get in alignment with your passion solve a big problem for somebody in that arena and have true abundance come in. And what, and if you do that and go through all these steps, the very last card is that Ten of Pentacles I mentioned. The abundance will show up. Rose, do you have any other words of wisdom for Gia that you want to throw in there?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think it's just a matter of being, as you said, in tune with, you know, what you would like to contribute, what would you like to, you know, do for your career. And I think that's a great way to do that is just to take some time, maybe about 10 minutes out of your schedule, and just kind of sit with that, you know, first you want to do some relaxation and just kind of sit with the question of what it is that you really want to go for and be committed to doing that. I think that you already said that beautifully.
Awesome sauce. I hope that helped you out, Gia.
Thank you so much. That's perfect because it does. It answers a lot of, or I should say, it kind of reiterates what the path that I'm on now. So thank you so much for the reading. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome.
All right, thanks for calling in. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And, you know, I always say tarot is 90% confirmation, 10% new information. Sometimes it's not that they need to know something that's something new, but rather a confirmation. They just need to be given a nudge. Gia knows what she should be doing. You know, but we get trapped in these situations where we've been doing XYZ for so long, we think that there's nothing else, or we think we know what we want to be doing, but we're afraid to, you know, escape the hamster wheel of the J-O-B and do things for ourselves.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, some folks are popping in the chat over at psychictalk.net/chat. Charlotte's in there, and Kay. Kay says hello. She's listening on Blog Talk, and Charlotte. And remember, if you can't call into the show and you want to ask a question, maybe you're listening to us at work or something like that. Well, you know, you can just type it in on the chat post on our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. Psychictalk.net/chat will take you right to it. And you can chat with Kay and chat with Charlotte and myself and ask questions and ask for a mini reading, life coaching, some guidance, what have you, right there. Okay, so let's take a look at the time here. All righty, so before we take our next call real quickly, Rose, you want to let us know what's coming up on the network? We're at the bottom of the hour break here. PsycheTalk.net/upcoming.
Yes, so... as Dax has given us that, the website link is psychictalk.net/upcoming. And what we have is that, you know, as Dax said earlier, all of our shows are at 11 o'clock Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern. And I forgot the London time because you don't have it marked here on the site. But anyway.
7 p.m.
7 p.m. and 7 p.m. in London. So for all of you Londoners out there. So tomorrow, on Saturday, we have another Open Lines and Tarot Mini Readings show all for the whole time. And that's with the Tarot Today Radio. That's a perfect time to call in, and because Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle will be doing readings for you. And you get two readers. How cool is that? And that's a wonderful opportunity to find out, you know, get some messages about, you know, what's going on in your life and maybe get some coaching tips as well. And on Sunday, we have the Magic Universe with Sharona Rapsick, and she's going to be focusing on new habits, new life in just 28 days. And the special guest is Edwidge Gilbert, I think. And I'm not sure. I don't know much about Edwidge Gilbert, but I'm telling you, it's great to be able to change. Yeah. Well, it's an opportunity to find out who he is. And that you can create new habits and a new life in just 28 days. You know, Dax, it's funny because I've always heard that you can do that, like in 21, 28 days, in about a month. You know, if you be consistent about certain things, you can really change things in your life. So that's a wonderful
anything
opportunity.
You do, anything you do over and over again eventually becomes a habit. And scientists, they get those numbers from scientists say, you know, that it takes 21 days to create new neural pathways in the mind. And it makes a lot of sense. Also, you could just think anecdotally in your own personal life. Let's say, Rose, you started a new job, or you're starting a new class. You're teaching a new class in a whole new – it's not even in the same class. It's not even at the same college. It's at a different university or something, you know, in a whole new set of, you know, crop of students and stuff like that, you know. Or for those folks out there, you know, you're starting a new job or a new relationship. That, and it doesn't matter. Anything new. Notice how much time it takes, okay? Typically, it takes us all about 30 days, about somewhere between 21, 28 to 30 days to start feeling comfortable. And then 90 days, 3 months in, we feel like we've always been there. Have you ever noticed that?
Yes. And here's the interesting thing, too. It's very similar with, you know, as you guys know, I used to give out the mantra of the day, and after a while, it gets a little hard because some of the mantras are long. And it's hard to, I can go through it on the radio, but unless you see it, you know, it's a hard thing to try to portray some of those. But anyway, it's the same thing in the mantra practice. Now, there are a lot of reasons why you would want to, we encourage people to do a 40 to 45 days of practice to really kind of get the mantra deeply embedded into your psyche and for it to really, it's like planting a seed, right? You plant, if you want a big oak tree that's beautiful and huge and provides shade and whatever else, you have to start with the seed. And so it's like planting a seed into your mind, and with daily practice, daily care for your seeds. Now, gardeners understand this, people who grow things, you know, you take care of it on a daily basis. You check on it. Some people even play music or something, you know, to help the plants grow and what have you. But, you know, as you are practicing that or chanting the mantra every day, that seed will grow. And then you will experience the miracles of the mantra. It's the same thing. That's why usually in some of the Vedic practices, it's more 40 days. But it's still on that journey, right? You know, whether it's 21 days, 30 days, or 40 days, if you're really wanting to see a change in your life, that's what you do. And I'll give you one good example. There was I read a story about a man who, this guy was a guru teacher. He was like a Vedic priest, and he's American. His name is Thomas Ashley Farrand, and I've read this in one of his books, Healing Mantras or something like that. And he talked about how there's a man who had a business who came to him and said he wanted to get more from his business and earn more, wanted to be a millionaire. And so he said, okay, so practice this mantra every day. And there was a mantra that calls on the abundance and prosperity. Well, did it happen in the first 40 days? No. And he did like two sessions, maybe about 80 days, and then he came back to the priest and, you know, let him know what was going on. And he said, no, just continue practicing it. But the guy never gave up, and he did it for a full year, every single day. And guess what? The man ended up being a millionaire out of his business. Like, if you were if someone told you to do one thing, just one thing, one simple thing every day, even if it's saying I'm a millionaire, like right before you go to sleep or something like that, for a year, and then you become a millionaire, would you be willing to do it? You know, some of us do have habit issues like me. But yeah, like you said, you know, doing something on a regular basis will change your habits. So please make sure that you go to Showrunner Rap 6 show on Sunday to learn about new habits and new life and a new life in just 28 days. And then moving on Monday, we have the Wisdom of the Soul show by Janice Fuchs. And then on Wednesday, the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour with Catherine Hahn. And she's going to be talking about You Are Perfect Just the Way You Are. Ah, that's so great. And then, of course, next Thursday is going to be Thanksgiving. So for those of you who celebrate, you know, happy Thanksgiving. And then Friday, we'll be taking a break because that is Black Friday. And we have to get our Black Friday groove on for Christmas. No, I'm just kidding. No, it is Black Friday, but we're going to take a break for Thanksgiving weekend. And that's pretty much what's going to happen. After that, you'll have the following Saturday. Once again, we'll have the Tarot Today radio show with Mary Brown and Dex Carlisle. And they will be talking about what now, post-election, and looking at the psychic spin on that. So that's the whole week right there for you. And again, you can go to psychictalk.net /upcoming to find out, to find our schedule and read about what's coming up. And
awesome,
there you go.
Sauce. Oh, by the way, I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right either. Sharona's guest this Sunday, Edwidge Gilbert, and but it is a she.
Yeah.
I just want to, it's
oh,
not
I'm
a he,
sorry.
Even though it's
okay.
Edwidge. Yeah, I just wanted to point that out. You know, the other thing is, you know, when you were talking about the year long example, you know, it reminds me of life coaching, because what we do is we start at the end goal, which may be a year or further out. You know, this is where you want to be.
Right.
And then part of the life coaching process is to walk everything backwards. Okay, so if you want to be here January 2022, okay, mm-hmm. So where do you have to be in November? And where do you have to be in September and July and June and then March and then, you know, February, then, you know, January, and then break it up into smaller steps. And that's one
Correct.
Of the other things that's in my 21 ways list for that show on December 11th is we're going to be going into, you know, that's where we get ourselves into trouble, is we don't break these bigger goals down into smaller steps so we know what to do next.
Right.
So that's going to be
another
part of that. Yeah. Great stuff coming up, including this show on Sunday, is right in alignment with what we've been talking about, getting ready for 2021. I can't wait. I'm going to be listening in myself. So before we go back to the phone lines, I'm going to check real quick, see if anybody has a question in the chat post here, psychictalk.net/chat. Doesn't look like any questions, just a lot of hi and loving the show and things like that. Okay, so we can go back to the phone lines now. Give us a call, 714-816-4628. The caller that's been waiting the longest is area code 919. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kate from the chat. I've been listening.
Oh, there she is.
Hi, Kate. I was just saying hello.
Thanks for calling
Hi.
In, Kate.
I've been enjoying this, what I'm hearing thus far, so thank you. Thank you for taking the call.
You're so welcome. What can we do for you today?
My question is about career, just as the previous caller. I applied for a position a couple of weeks ago, and it's a phenomenal company. Actually, they're one of my clients now, and they have been really trying to get me to come that direction. So I'm just wondering if the position I applied for is the one, or do I need to keep searching?
Okay, let's take a look here. All righty. Man, that FedEx truck just keeps going around the block and driving by me every 5 seconds here, folks. It's crazy. I'm getting some background noise. I don't know, Rose, is that from your line or Kay? I'm hearing some clanging of like
Kay.
Dishes or something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sitting down now. Okay, sorry about that.
Okay, sit, damn it. Sit. Heel. No, what? Oh. This is actually looking really good, and I want to say that, okay. I don't know exactly, all right, but you may have to shift gears in the future. But for right now, I want you to just focus on this one thing and getting this one thing. One of the big problems that, you know, a lot of our callers call in with these kind of things about, you know, getting the next job, and we always tell the story, you know, the people that call in and say, well, you know, I sent out 150 resumes. It's like, no, no. That's 180 degrees backwards from how the universe works. The universe wants
right.
a clear picture of what you want. You got to focus in on
okay.
that one dream job. And so, you know, don't shoot yourself in the foot here by thinking about, because part of your question, you said, you know, or should I be looking somewhere else? You know, just the fact that
and
enters
that's,
your mind.
That's so funny. It's so funny you say that, because I did not want to say that, but I hesitated and I said
mm-hmm.
that. That is not what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say. So I kind of stumbled through that. This is the job
right.
that I want. And what made
Good.
Me get in that mindset, I had a friend talking and she said something and it just kind of, it broke my spirit a little. Well, no, it bruised my spirit. And this was Sunday. She was like, oh, I don't know about that one. She said, well, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And I thought, why would you say that? Can't you just be happy with me? So I think even though I said
right.
that to her and to myself, I think just that moment when I said that to you or asked the question, I allowed myself to get in it. Because, I mean, this job is phenomenal, the one I've applied for, and it's the one that I would really want. So thank you for pointing that out.
Yes, and we shoot ourselves in the foot, and you know a big part of you know making your goals, and we mentioned it earlier in the show. It's going to come up on that December 11th show about you know let everybody know, tell them you know it's like look I'm quitting smoking, you know, or I'm going on keto, or you know whatever it is, you know, and elicit some. However. There's another side of the coin, because there are some life coaches out there actually that say you never, ever tell anybody. You just do it. And I don't agree with that. You know, I like the eliciting help. You know, it takes a village to raise a child kind of idea. You know, you know, this is your child. You're, you know, getting the new job or quitting smoking or going on the diet plan or what have you. And but there is that danger. There is that danger because we're humans and that's what we like to do. We like to shoot everybody down. Oh, you could never do that. Oh, you'll never, you know, reach XYZ goal. Or it's like, no, you said you were going to diet before and you failed at it. You know, they'll bring that up.
Right, right.
And so,
right.
you know,
right.
so like you bring this up with your friend and she's like, don't put all your eggs in one basket, which is like, a huge common saying that people are throwing at us all the time, but that's actually how the universe
yes.
works. You want to put all your eggs in one basket. Now, if it doesn't work out, okay, you shift gears, but focus on at any given point in time what it is you want. All right.
I love
so,
it. Thank you.
The cards on, and this is all without having to even look at the cards, right, Dr. Rose? This is all basic life stuff.
Right.
You know. But when I ask the question of the tarot, you know, is this it and are you going to get it? I'm getting a strong, you know, 4 out of 5 yes cards for this. I even got the success card as the very first card, which is the 6 of Wands.
Oh, great. Yes.
So it's looking
yes.
really, really good. Really, really good.
Wonderful.
Again, the number 4 comes up, you know, which is, again, about planning, you know, it you know, just literally plan for this. Part of that
yes.
is actually visualizing what it's going to be like working there in that particular position, the people you're going to be working with, the day-to-day, you know, try to get a full 5 sensory visualization. What does it look like, sound like, smell like, feel like, even taste like? You know, I mean, you want to get all the details. Imagine you are there, you are doing it. And that's telling the universe. There's some things about being playful with this a little bit and flexibility, having some flexibility. You might have to, you know, some things might be unexpected. Oh, I didn't realize
okay.
I didn't have to do
okay.
that in this position, you know. But just be flexible and open to anything that comes along. Oh, yeah, I can handle that. Oh, yeah, I can take care of that. Just be
excellent.
Complete,
yes.
Completely open
Wonderful.
About it, you know. And
Wonderful.
Yeah, so this is looking
Wonderful.
Really, really good. Now, the moon card shows
Wonderful.
Up. And the moon card is about psychic and, yeah, you know, intuition, dreams,
yeah.
intuitive awakening. So I don't know if you work with your dreams, but
I do.
You should be.
I do, and it scares me some. I have always known that I've had a gift, but growing up in that extremely strict Christian home, anything that was not written in the Bible was sinful. So, you know, even when I would say things, I always kind of got shut down. So I learned to suppress it. And now in my adult life, I'm still a little frightened of it, but I have come to a realization of it. So, yeah, I'm that person that when it's time to go to bed, that's when all my ancestors want to talk to me. And it's like, okay, I got to go to sleep.
Which is great.
And it's amazing how
you can... You can elicit the help of other people in this goal. And people that you're able to contact, you know, in your dream. We did a whole show on lucid dreaming. Remember that, Dr. Rose?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I listened to that one. Yes, I did. I listen in a lot, even if I don't try to get in to chat, ask a question. I listen a lot, yes.
Yeah.
And that's part of it. That's why this card's coming up, that you – you're even farther ahead than most people on this. Most people have to listen to our lucid dreaming show, learn about lucid dreaming, get, you know, used to doing that before you're able to take control and then bring in folks that can help you. And by the way, they don't have to be deceased. They could be ancestors, but they could also be people that are currently living. You can, you know, get in, draw into your dreams and sit down and have conversations and find out, you know, things that can help you attain this goal. You know, it's manifesting through your dreams. So, yeah, that's coming up in the cards as well.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
All right, Kay. It looks really good. Now you got to call us back and tell us what happened.
Yes. I'll call in and this next time. Oh, you know what? I'll get on the chat so that way you'll know. So I don't want to. I try not to take up a lot of the time because other people may really have things that are just really critical versus me asking. I mean, not minimizing my issue, but I do. I know you guys are here to help people so much. So I will definitely come in on the chat. But can I tell you one quick thing about the dream?
Sure.
I had a dream for four nights straight. Well, in one night I had a dream. Three times I woke up and I would go right back to sleep and pick up the dream where I left off. Then two additional nights I did the same thing, but it was continuously following the next part of the dream. And it was a horrible dream. It was someone I knew had committed a crime. And instead of me, I'm thinking I'm helping them, but they didn't turn it in, you know, turn themselves in. I didn't help turn them in. I actually helped them hide the information or hide the death. And it was supposedly some celebrity who was making a movie. They would be missed, but it's not uncommon for that person to be gone. So it was really crazy. In this dream, it went on for days and days and days and days. But each time I would wake up, I was picking back up at that last part. Finally, after the second night, I said, you know you're dreaming. Get yourself up out of this. And I remember doing that. So the third night, when I found myself going right back to the end of where I left off, you know, trying to figure this thing out, I said, in my dream to myself, I said, you are dreaming. This is not real. You do not have to stay in this. Come out of it. I woke up, didn't have the dream anymore. Had a conversation that I mentioned to you about my friend saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And I went to sleep that night. Guess what? Picked right back up that dream. And I understood there's a lot of people in my space around me. Their usefulness has faded off. I'm stuck and trapped in trying to get out of this because I keep allowing myself to go back to it. So what you just said, again, 95% confirmation. You confirmed what I know. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. I'm sorry. Kay. I didn't mean to go on too long. Yes, but I just wanted to share.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Can I say one thing really quickly before you go? And that is because you had mentioned about, you know, your ancestors start to talk to you at nighttime before you go to sleep. And I've had that experience a few times where one time I tell them, like, I got to sleep, guys. Exactly. So, but
leave
what,
me alone.
What, right, right, right. So what that means is that you need to take some time in your schedule to connect
mm-hmm.
with them, because what they're trying,
okay.
they're trying to speak to you to provide messages. Your ancestors are there to help you. Think about all of
okay.
the all of the ancestors that you have that goes back probably to the beginning of humanity, and they
right.
have certain kind of knowledge that they can help you with. So what I would say is that take some time, even if it's just 10, 15 minutes, take some time.
Okay.
And if it comes too much, like if there's too many like things all at once, ask them to slow it down, or ask them to, can you just tell me what the primary thing you need me to know for today? And then
okay.
allow that
I
message.
Like that.
And then that message will come to you. So you can always control that. So, because I've had experiences where it's like, blah, 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 you know, it's like a whole committee.
Yes.
And all of you guys. Come on.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So
okay.
I
thank
want you to
you.
Do
thank
that
you.
Because when your ancestors are doing that at nighttime, it's because you're more open and they're just
yes.
trying to get information. Okay, let's talk to her. Blah. You know? So, just take
yes.
some time out of your schedule. 15 minutes is good. Maybe have a notebook next to you and write down what you hear. Don't judge it. Just write it down and then see what happens, you know, later on as the days go by. But take some time out for them, because they're trying to reach out to you and they want to help you. So that's
okay,
my recommendation
wonderful.
For you in terms of ancestors.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh,
thanks,
you're very
Rick.
Welcome.
Okay. All right.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll hear back from Kay and find out what's going on. Hopefully,
that's
she
exciting.
Gets that job. Yeah, absolutely. So we'll go back to the phone lines here. I want to remind everybody to, as we said in the beginning of the show, come over and join the website, tarotguild.com, if you're into tarot and want to learn about tarot. Speaking of learning about tarot, we have the fall special going right now. We have our wonderful premium membership, comes with additional benefits over what you get with the free membership on the website, and you get your certificate of membership. It's quite useful if you're a professional reader. Your certified tarot reader certification is also included. The application fee for that is built in. And during our fall sale, though, I am including the enrollment in our Tarot by the Numbers Tarot and Numerology course for free. That's a $78 value, and we're including it for free during the fall. Great time to take a course as well. So you just go over and join the premium membership, and you're going to get access to the course for free, and that's at thetarotguild.com. Let's see, who's been waiting the longest here? So if we don't get, I guess I should mention, because we're coming up on the end of the show pretty soon. But
right.
Rose, we should let everybody know that, you know, if you didn't get through today, tomorrow's show's at, you know, the same place, same time, same phone number, okay? 714-816-4628. Write that down. Show starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern, and it'll be Mary Brown and myself doing readings all show long and open lines all show long tomorrow. And remember, you just open a new tab in your browser and type in that psychictalk.net/chat. That'll take you to our chat post for tomorrow's show. Tomorrow it will. Right now it's going to take you to this show, but tomorrow it'll be set to take you to the chat post for tomorrow's show, and it'll have all the information, the call-in number, the show times, the link to the Blog Talk Radio page to listen to the show, and so forth, all right there. So if we don't get mm-hmm. your call today, call back tomorrow. Let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? Area code 7-6-0 today. 760. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Jeanette, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Jeanette.
Hi,
Jeanette.
Hi. Listening to your show, lots of good stuff, great readings, and I'm extremely thrilled to have my question for you to pick up my call so I can have my question answered. My, you know, question is regarding my finances coming up from now until we shift into the new year. If there are any, or beyond, what good things might be coming up in the way of increase?
I'm sorry. I was just answering messages on the chat, and I totally missed that. Can you say that again, Jeanette? What's your question?
Sure, sure.
I totally
missed
it.
I'd like to know. I would like to know the situation with my finances. I'm hoping that my finances will increase, and so I would like to know what's going on with that.
Okay. Let's see here. Is there something recent that you've, like, left behind? The cards are showing you moving on from something. But it is, you know, that's what it's showing. Or maybe you need to move on from something. Maybe I got it backwards here. My feeling was that you just did a shift, but maybe it's, especially because it's towards the past, but I'm not sure.
Right. I would like to move on from the challenges and the, you know, the roller coaster ride with finances.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had my share of losses in the past. Yes.
Awesome sauce. Yep. That makes a lot of sense. It fits in perfectly with everything going on here. So the central focus is the Knight of Swords. And swords have come up quite a few times today. We're talking about, you know, thoughts and ideas. And in all those other cards, it was, you know, two swords and 10 swords. Here, the Knight of Swords has one sword, one thought or idea. So the main focus, you know, without looking at anything else, is the message is, Jeanette, you've got to focus on one thing and run with it. It literally run with it, because the Knight of Swords is the fastest moving of the four knights. Really tune into fearlessness as we move into this. You know, just whatever it is, it might not be till 2021. I'm going to look at timing in a minute, but just got to totally go for it. Trying to see what else is coming up here. Again, with the psychic vision. Yeah, it's talking about, you know, and this come up for like multiple. It's like a theme today, Rose, or part of a whole string of themes we've been having. Where, you know, right. It's like people really, really need to get in touch with their psychic vision, with their intuition, and just, you know, going with their intuition, following their intuition. The Magician card shows up. In fact, there's two major arcana cards. One is the Star card at the beginning, meaning, you know, hold on to your hope and faith. It's another card of intuition, following intuition. Optimism is what you really need. You need to hold on to the optimism as you move forward and just rush into this one idea with that Knight of Swords, okay? And then we already talked about, you know, leaving things behind, but and just, you know, moving forward, but I still feel like there's something there's that you might not be conscious about. And this is the Cup. So we're talking about emotions around something from the past, either could be unrelated, but I still think it has something to do with career and, you know, past positions, things like that. Just letting that all go. You got to get rid of the baggage on that. And remember, the Magician card is saying that, you know, you can manifest what you want going forward with this. Any of that resonating with you?
Yeah, that definitely resonates. I mean, I did, I was laid off, you know, more in the beginning of this year, as many people have, you know, were being laid off. And it was at first a shock, but then pretty soon after I heard that it was a gift and that it was
finally time for me. Finally time for me to recognize that I am an entrepreneur. I'm more of an innovative mm-hmm. visionary than a worker. I mean, there's nothing, I mean, that's just not in my DNA. I'm very unhappy when I'm not, you know, manifesting my own visions. So it was time for me to really, the rug was pulled out from underneath me for a reason. And I recognized that. So I don't know that I still hold on to that, but I am kind of concerned. So, you know, as far as finances, obviously, because I asked the question. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it has anything to do with that. I think the reading definitely resonates for me. And right now at the moment, I'm supposed to be getting, you know, I don't have a vehicle, and I am supposed to be signing a contract for a vehicle, and I'm a little nervous about it. So going forward, if I have a glimpse of, you know, things moving in the positive direction with regard to that, then I feel I could mm-hmm. let down my guard, so to speak, about this whole, you know, moving forward with that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So just to recap, you know, with the Magician card showing up, and I have one last part of the reading I haven't revealed yet, which is we're going to get into timing and things like that. But the Magician card is, you know, along with the Knight of Swords, getting that one idea and running with it, is talking, I should say, confirming what you already know, you know, that you can manifest what you want. A lot of us have, you know, lost income, lost jobs, positions, things like that. There's always the other side of the coin. It's always a blessing in disguise. Now you can do mm-hmm. what you really want to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you mentioned about the car, right away I got that that's another layer to that Knight of Swords, to just, you know, go for that. Because I feel somehow along the lines, this is the vehicle is going to be helping with what you're doing. That you need that, you know, to move forward. And then I pulled another card for timing and got the Eight of Pentacles. Eight, of course, is abundance. And the Eight of Pentacles, you know, the individual's, you know, hard at work is crap. You know, the profitable use of one's skills. And mm-hmm. so the timing on this is 8 weeks. Over the next 8 weeks, which will bring us into early 2021, into January.
Right.
Yeah.
And you feel that the credit situation, when I have to apply for credit, that should all go well for this
car?
Yeah,
I'm not getting anything negative about that. Everything's positive. I'm liking it.
Ooh. Oh, very nice.
Yeah, it looks really good. Looks really, really good.
And I'm feeling the energy of today. I love the energy of today. And I was right on the precipice of filling out the form to apply for the credit. And then the worry came in. But energetically, I feel today is really mm-hmm. clear.
Well, I don't know if you were here towards the beginning of the show, but when I did the numerology of the day, the entire date is a 8, once again, just like this card, the 8 of Pentacles. It's the card of abundance. You know, this is the day that anything financial will go through.
Okay.
Very
and so taking your personal year into consideration, or personal day rather, would that trump what's going on overall for the universe, the world?
It could. It doesn't necessarily.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily.
Okay.
What month were you born in?
July.
July. Okay, what day?
17th.
17th. Okay. So, of course, 17, you know, you were born on an 8 energy day.
On an 8 day, yeah.
Yeah. But you're in a personal year of 1, new beginning.
Right.
And, this particular day, when we look at the world, when we look at the world year number and we look at the personal year numbers, we're looking more at the overall energy during a year for somebody. But when you're getting down to individual days, we don't really take in account the personal numerology. We're looking at the energy of that day, like we look at the world energy. Yeah. So you don't really have to worry about that. Generally, whatever it is going to be good for you. Now, you can calculate personal days, and you can calculate personal months and all of that, you know, but
yeah.
It's such overkill. I get tired just thinking about it, you know, when people want me to do all that. The only time I take those things into consideration is like the day you're going to start a business, the day you're going to get married, things along those lines. And even then, I'm looking more at the energy of the day, which is universal. For that eight energy is for everybody. Now, does that mean that we're all going to manifest it in the same way? No, because we could be manifesting the positive side of the eight, or we could be manifesting the other side of the eight, which is everything spiraling down, losing money, you know, the exact opposite of what we're talking about. You just have to set the intention. You're going to go with the positive side of the energy, and it's also a 2-day, actually enhanced by zero. So the 20th, and so 2 + 0 = 2. So that's partnerships, contracts, relationships with other people. You know, it adds to the fact that today's a good day to sign a contract.
And then for me personally, it's a 5-day for me personally. So for me, 5 is about action. And maybe a shift
taking
in energy.
Change. And it's a high energy day. As long as you focus in on that side of the coin. Now, the other side of the coin is that 5 is the chaos number. Again, it could spiral down into the netherworld and be really bad, you know. So what you want to do is, but see, when people end up taking just like, the whole year next year is a 5-year, and it can go very bad for people, or it can go really amazingly well for people. It's all about being aware of the energy. You know, you're aware that you're in a 5-day, so you're going to take advantage of the high energy, adventurous change, positive
like
side
the Knight of Swords.
Of that.
Like the Knight of Swords.
Exactly.
Keep moving.
When you
now
don't
I get
know
it.
You're on a 5 personal day. Yeah, and if you don't set the intention right, or you set no intention, it can go either way then. It's a 50-50 coin toss. You could end up spiraling down into the negative side, the chaos number, the chaos energy of 5.
Right. Yes, I totally understand that now. Yes, thank you. That is so clear.
Thanks for the call. That was great.
Absolutely. Yes, it was great for me too. Thank you.
Awesome.
All right, guys.
Bye, Jeanette.
Bye, Jeanette.
And let's see who's been waiting the longest. It looks like area code 801. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. This is Charlotte calling from Utah.
It's Charlotte. Hi, Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Charlotte. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Rob. Thanks, you guys.
It's been a while since
How are you today?
The radio live together. We're doing great.
Huh?
Rose?
Yeah.
We're doing great, Rose.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Yeah, this has been a good show. We've had a lot of really interesting and good callers. So that always makes it so much fun and informative to listen in, you know? So...
Mm-hmm.
And like I mentioned in the chat room, I'm like, I'm so glad that you guys had a show today because I know you are taking, you know, quite a few breaks around the holidays and stuff. And I was like, oh, please let there be a show today. And lo and behold, there is a show. So.
Yes, we're here.
Yeah. So I'm going to share one thing. Quickly, and then I have a question, and it's going to require Daxie and Dr. Rose. But so manifesting, right? I've been practicing on manifesting and surrendering and whatever. So my truck broke down last week. The starter motor went out on it. And and then last winter, I drive a diesel one, so you have a block heater that you have to plug in on really cold days or nights to keep your diesel from, you know, being too sick to start. That didn't work all last winter. So when they came to fix it, they were going to fix those two things. But I had done a meditation. I can't even remember who it was with. I think it was with Diane Cooper. But it was about, you know, what's going to make you the happiest? And I'm like, having my truck fixed. When they came to get my truck to fix it and they took it, they're like, we can't find anything wrong with your truck. Because they were going to have to tow it because obviously it wouldn't start with the starter motor out. It started right up when they plugged in the block heater. It heated up. And I'm like, holy crap. At first I was like, oh, typical. You know, when you take it to the mechanic, it doesn't do what you, you know. And then I went, wait a minute, ding dong. You manifested your truck. Fixed. Is that not cool or what?
Yeah. So, I mean, instead of running after that, after they did the check, it was just like it was normal.
Yeah, they could not find one thing wrong with it. They checked the alternator. They checked they checked the battery cables. They checked everything. And they had a heat temperature gun that they could point at the block heater to see if it was heating up, sure enough. And like that thing last year, it's not just because it was not the plug it was plugged into, because I tried different plugs, different plug-ins, you know what I mean?
Right.
I thought, well, maybe the cord, you know, anyway, yeah.
Interesting.
They couldn't.
Wow.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you so
much
for sharing
that
story with us.
Yeah, well, I feel like I needed to, because I feel like a lot of the stuff that I've pulled into my life has come from spending time with you guys and taking your advice and stuff like that. And so I thought I would share a positive. And there were some other really great things. Last week was a crazy good week.
Cool.
I kind of spilled over into this week, but it's, yeah, and I'm just like, what in the world? And so then you think, oh, that means that, you know how where our mind always goes, and I'm not going to say it because I'm not going to pull it in. So I've been saying, well, what else good can happen then? That's the next thing that's going to drop. Something else good is going to happen.
And that's a good thing to put out there in the universe, or even just say, rather than, oh, what else could go wrong? You know, I've had to catch myself, too, in terms of the way that I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say
wonderful.
That word.
Like, what else could go right? What miracles
could I
experience today?
Yeah,
I
wouldn't even allow myself. Yeah, I wouldn't even allow myself to say that word because I'm like, nope, I'm not tempting it. And so I'm just like, what else could go right? Here's going to be a show today, and here's a show today. And so my question is, financially, I mean, you know, this has been an ongoing thing, and you guys know that financially I've always been a wreck. Way to phrase that. But I know I'm doing something to block my progress.
Don't draw it in.
I'm sorry.
I think I have some, right, exactly. Yeah, good point, Dax. And that's the other thing that I have been working on so much in my life, is to be careful not to draw that in. And so I never say I'm jealous of anybody anymore. I always say I'm so happy for you. And I just think, oh, that's so wonderful that could happen to them, instead of saying I'm jealous, because I think jealousy is a negative emotion, you know?
Right.
Yeah, people don't realize how they're shooting them. You know, they're shooting themselves in the foot when they do that with the jealousy part of it. In reality, what you are trying to do now is a very great clue on manifesting that every time something positive happens to somebody else, it can help you. Because if you get into the feeling state of being happy for them and, wow, this is great, this thing happened for you, the universe doesn't know the difference. You're putting it out as if it's happening to you, even
right.
if it's not. And so you're going to draw
right.
more of that in. The universe is going to say, oh, Charlotte wants that.
Yeah.
right.
Exactly. So I just don't know if, like, if the cards would show what, you know, what block I'm putting up, you know, to stop myself from getting out of the to move myself up into a higher financial status. Is that better, Dax? Stating it that way instead of saying anyway, but it just seems like that because, like, you know, I have my little crystal business, but something took the wind out of my sails on that, and I
noticed that it, like, disappeared, and we even had you on the radio as a host for a while, and then you had to leave, you know, and it we really missed you, and
yeah,
I always wondered what happened with the crystal business, you know, it, like, faded, and I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, well, I've kind of been, you know, building up, pending I'm going to do it, you know, so I have some inventory, I mean, I don't, like, have, like, a warehouse full or anything like that, but something took wind out of myself, lost my confidence, and I haven't been able to put myself back out there. And then the other thing also is I have been really fortunate to be the receiver of kindness by many people, you know, including you guys. And I just think that's what I want to put back into the world. I want to be able to give people the gift of kindness and love and, like, you know, like you guys do. And if I could turn it into a business, that would be great, you know, because, you know, the reciprocity of,
right.
you know, the energy exchange. But
right.
again, it's the, you know, it's the confidence that.
Well, did you listen to the show we did on the flow? I'm sorry if I'm rushing things along, but we're trying to get all these phone calls in. So I need to rush this along a little bit, speed it up a little
yeah.
bit. And, you know, were you listening to the show that Rose and I did on following the flow? Was that last week?
Right.
I think that was. Yeah, and that's part.
Week. Yeah.
That is part of what we're talking about when we're talking about the flow of abundance and getting into the flow and staying in the flow. You know, it's just being in, you know, accepting this, what you're talking about, putting it back out in the world, and just basically letting flow out of yourself what it is you want to come in. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And that will, and that, as far as abundance, that will build up the stream. The stream will get bigger and bigger because you're telling the universe you want more of this, because whatever flows out, you want more of it to come in. That's why we don't want
right.
to flow out negativity, and we don't
right.
want to flow out loss or lack mentality or anything like that. So you need to get into that flow, and it requires a shift in foundation. Really?
Yes. Yeah.
It may require some work, okay? Because I'm getting the Tower card as the main focus card, and that is a shift in foundation. And it may require some EFT work or something along those lines. You know, get with me off air, because we really need to do something with this, you know, and try
okay.
to get in touch with any of the negative feelings and blocks and tap them away, and shifting the foundation so that, you know, what we achieve what we believe, basically. You know, so if you believe
right.
you're abundant and you are abundant already, regardless of your financial situation, look at all your friends and people around you and us, you know, see, that's about getting in touch with your gratitude, sitting in gratitude, and writing down everything you're grateful for and all the wondrous things you have in your life, likely magically fixing itself, you know. And, you know, you have a refrigerator in your house where you can keep your food cold so it doesn't go bad. You know, all these little modern conveniences that we take for granted are amazing things, you know,
yeah.
We all, you know, we get stuck on all the negativity when in reality we've got all of this that's abundant, you know. And so
yes, I agree.
You need to sit in gratitude for these things. You need to do a shift in foundation. You need to be flexible. You need to have a little playfulness with this, as well as showing up in the cards. Let's see. And Rose, you had something? Let me look at the cards again.
Yeah. I was going to say, I actually pulled out, I did a little one card reading for the show, and it came out. I have something called the medicine cards, and it's focused on the symbolism of animals, you know, in our world. And the card that came out was the deer, and it's an interesting story about how the deer felt being called by the Great Spirit, right? And so it needed to run to a location to connect with the Great Spirit. But in the way was this demon that was really huge and ugly and, you know, fire breathing out of this mouth. And it wanted to keep people away from the Great Spirit because it felt like that will make it powerful. Whatever, right? This is big, huge monster, right? And so the deer, you know, thinking of how deers are, they're kind of frail animals. They're beautiful and elegant, but they're also frail. You know, they don't have teeth and gnarling and, you know, like that. So the deer runs up and the demon stops it. It says you can't go in, right? And so the deer just had so much love in its heart for the Great Spirit. Just said, please allow me to go to the Great Spirit. I'm being called. And it was filled with so much love and gentleness that the demon just kind of diminished, you know. And it was, and then the deer went on its way to see the Great Spirit. The whole point of this card is the symbolism is about really approaching things in a very loving way. Like I was listening to how you were talking about your crystal business, and you said, I have a little crystal business. And that's always, you know, we do that sometimes. It's just a little business. It's not much. Like, what do you mean? It's huge. Crystals are fantastic, you know. I get inspired when I hear people talk about crystals. It's not my thing in terms of, you know, promoting or showing people what to do with them. But I find crystals to be just fascinating. Like I have this whole Bible about this, about crystals. I forget the name of it, but it talks about all the qualities of it, the scientific part, the, you know, the spiritual qualities. And when you focus, like if you're wanting that as a business, focus on the love and the appreciation and the joy of that. And when you put that out there, people will see that. And they're like, oh, wow, that's great, you know, and they'll gravitate towards that. And it's like that with any goal that you have. It's, you focus on the love. It's not necessarily, oh, I got to slay this beast and slap it down and blah, 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 you know. Yeah, I mean, in some cases, maybe that's something that you need to do. But really, it's about just having, focusing, reshifting, like Dax was saying. Part of the reason why you write down all the things that you appreciate or that you're thankful for is to get into that generation of love, you know. Here's a good trick, and this is something that I did in a different space, but let's say right before you, I would say before you go to sleep, maybe a good 30 minutes to an hour before you go to sleep, if the crystal business that you have was like hugely successful, right? It's like the dream, you know, business for you. If that's what it is for you. I'm not sure if that's right. But what you do is write a letter, like sit down with some paper or a journal and just write a letter to like a friend and say, wow, this was I'm so glad I did this business. You know, just tell your friend how wonderful it is and all the wonderful things that have happened because it's so huge. I have this huge online crystal store and people are just buying these things and I do these instructional things and people are just eating it up. It's just so, you know, when you do that, you will feel, if you're a sensitive person, you'll feel kind of like this energy and this love. And then when you go to sleep and you wake up in the morning, you'll still feel it. I've done that a couple of times and it's a wonderful thing to do. And then, you know, as you, since you have it down on paper, you just reread it. Every time you go to sleep, you'll just read it and like, oh, wow, how wonderful it is. You know, just, oh, the store, it has this and that. The website is fantastic, and people can access it on different platforms and different mobile units. I mean, that's part of the whole thing about being thankful and grateful for what you have, is to have that love. You know, you're building that, you know, emotion. You're building that, and that's what, you know, in terms of the law of attraction, that will draw a lot of things to you. So that's just a tip that, you know, something that you can do, or anybody out there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. And I'm I am going to do that. I am. I'm
and also
do that.
Get with Dax, awesome, too. I think it's always, yeah, definitely get with Dax, too, and to be able to help. Because sometimes we still get stopped even when doing these kinds of activities, and you want to get to the root of that. And Dax is really good at with the NLP exercises to kind of shift, help you make that shift. Sometimes you really do need help from outside of yourself.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, God, you know, Rose, you really hit on it with that. I kind of did hear that, and it kind of resonated mm-hmm. with my subconscious, but I didn't consciously think about that. The way Charlotte said, you know, my little crystal business.
Yeah.
You know, it's so, just that phrase, it sounds deflating to me so much, you know. And
yeah.
Part of this is,
go ahead.
You know, changing that, you know, is you don't have a little crystal business. You have a big crystal business. You have a big business helping other people, doing life coaching, doing readings, you know, pouring out the love that you're receiving from other people now, and pouring that out, putting it out in the world to other people, you know. As far as your block, though, I did want to wrap up, because one card I didn't talk about is talking about the major block, which is the Two of Pentacles. And what's going on with that? You know, the Two of Pentacles has a lot of different meanings, but in this context, because we're talking, because I was asking the tarot about, you know, what's the specific block, and we've already talked about it actually, but just to focus in a little bit more now, or is your conscious or unconscious focus on the lack. On the balancing the checkbook, balancing the finances, balancing, you know, that's what the Two of Pentacles is about. And that's your major block, you know, but it goes along and weaves in with everything else we've been talking about. Even the thing, you know, my little crystal business, same thing, by calling it little, you are instead of just saying my crystal business, saying my little crystal business is focusing in on the lack. It's not where you want it to be right now, but you need to do exercises like what Rose just said about making that here in the now so that you draw that in.
And that is excellent, because to me, when I call it my little crystal business, it's almost a term of endearment for me. But
yeah, and I get that. I get that.
And I, now that you pointed out, though, I can also see
it's both.
Yeah.
Yeah, of it being a negative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see, this is a thing we don't realize, and it could be something that has absolutely nothing to do with that particular thing. It could be something completely different, a term of endearment we use for a friend or loved one, or what have you. That is, you know, some could be taking literally as something negative, but it's a term of endearment, like you said, for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
However, the universe doesn't know the difference.
Right.
What, you know, and a lot of it's what we think, but it's also what verbally comes out of our mouth. You know, like you screw something up and you verbalize, you literally say out loud, "Oh damn, I'm dumb. I can't believe I did that." If you do that over and over and over and over again,
right.
You know, so you're saying my little crystal business, in your conscious critical thinking mind, your egoic mind, that's a term of endearment. But to everybody else in the universe, it's a negative. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, she's calling it her little crystal business. She wants it to be her little crystal business. We're going to keep giving her a little crystal business. That's what the universe is doing. This
yeah.
stuff is hard. It's like we think we're doing everything right. We're thinking, you know, oh, yeah, I'm just saying this is a little term of endearment. But we don't realize how we're shooting ourselves in the foot constantly. And a lot of it is subconscious. You know, you're
yeah.
not consciously
yeah.
– necessarily saying, as you know, when you're dealing with the finances, with the Two of Pentacles, balancing the checkbook, balancing the finances, you know, you may be looking at it and just thinking of it logically. Okay, I got to do this. Yeah, you're not thinking about it, but subconsciously, your subconscious is thinking about it, the lack, you know, and you're focusing on it, and whatever we focus on, we draw more of that in.
Yep. I knew I needed to call today. This was perfect.
I think it helped a lot of other people.
Yes, and Charlotte, I sent you a message about the crystal book that I love very much, so check it out. I sent you the title. That'll be interesting.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite. Oh, my God. It's wonderful. It's huge, too.
Oh.
But anyway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
definitely.
Best of luck to you, Charlotte. And we do miss you. And so, you know, we're here when you're ready to come back.
Well, I am just, as always, just grateful for the time that you guys spend with me and that you take my calls and for the information that you give and share, and the gifts that you so freely share each week with, you know, the people that listen and call in. I mean, it's just, you know, my gratitude cup is running over as far as the show goes.
Aww.
Because I'm just so, really just so grateful that I found it.
Thank you, Charlotte.
You know? Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
I love you guys so much. You don't know.
We love
you. And
I
miss you too.
And the other thing that came to mind is that, you know, Rose and I don't mind going long with some calls because, you know, this information is not helping just you. It's everybody listening.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they can work on these things, you know, themselves. Of course, you know, if you want to do a private session, you can get a hold of Rose, you can get a hold of myself and do a private life coaching session / reading / whatever, you know, to work on these things individually. But just listening to the show, people that don't even call in, you know, that are just listening to the issues coming up with other folks and
right.
the advice we have and the techniques. You know, like Rose just gave that technique. You know, we're giving techniques out on these shows all the time. You know, we just go, oh, it's just an open line show, just call in and we're doing readings. But in reality, we're giving out tons of information all the time. You just have
to
listen.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
All righty. Well, thanks for calling in, Charlotte.
Well, thanks for taking my call. Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you back.
Talk to you later on. We'll talk to Charlotte off air. And, oh, my God,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that went longer than I thought. I mean, we even stopped live streaming. We're like 10 minutes past when the show
right.
stopped broadcasting. Yeah, so we got to go, folks. I'm sorry, we can't take any more calls. I was planning on taking more calls, and that's why I told Charlotte, you know, I need to get into the reading so we can rush it along a little bit, you know, but it was just so important, the things that were coming out with Charlotte, because it applies to so many other people out there listening. And so,
right.
But I didn't feel too bad because I know I've got an open line show with mini readings all show long tomorrow, all show long with Mary and I, you know, so just call in early tomorrow, same time, 11 a.m. Pacific, that's 12 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern U.S., and then in Europe, you know, starting with 7 p.m. London, U.K., and you can extrapolate from there. That's right. So we'll be on the same time as today's show, same bat time, same bat channel. Go to psychytalk.net/chat. We'll take you to the chat post. The call-in number is the same. And so we'll see you all tomorrow. Great show, Rose.
That's right. Yes, yes. Fabulous show. Everybody have a wonderful week out there. And we won't be, you know, with you guys next week, but the following Friday we will. So I'm looking forward for the next show coming up. Aren't you, Dex?
Yes, we get a little bit of a break here, which is kind of nice. And we'll be back on, are we back on the 4th? Or
I think so. One would hope.
I got to look in. I'm trying to look on the thing here and make sure. I think we have an open line show then. Let's see. So we go through, we won't be here on Black Friday, but Mary and I will be doing Tarot Today Radio on Saturday the 28th. And then it looks like we'll be back for open lines on December 4th. So, yes, we'll be doing that that show on creating a great year for 2021 on December 11th, but we'll be back with an open line show in 2 weeks. Open lines, readings, life coaching, all show long December 4th. So we'll see you in a couple weeks. Alrighty.
Okay.
Thanks, Rose. Bye, everybody.
Bye,
Have
everyone.
A great weekend.
Bye.
Bye-bye.